Today's daf is Vachan Daf Tzadi. We left off on the bottom of Daf Pei Tes Amud Beis. So first thing we're going to discuss today is whether Emurim of Kachim Kalim become pasul if they leave the Azara before the Zrikas Dam. So they were taken out, but normally the Emurim of Kachim Kalim only become Kache Kachim at the Zrikas Dam. Kache Kachim can't leave the Azara. So they only become Kache Kachim at the Zrikas Dam. What if they left the Azara before the Zrikas Dam when they weren't yet Kache Kachim? Can they still be brought on the Mizbech? So that's going to be the first discussion we're going to have on the Daf. And then the Gemara is going to discuss whether a Minchas Sota, we're going to discuss the various things that come before others that we identified in the Mishnah. So we got through much of the conversation, but we're still raising other questions of what's considered Makudosh Mechavero. So we're going to talk about whether the Minchas Sota, which has a certain quality that it's Mevarer Avon, it clarifies whether the woman did an Avera or not, or the Minchas Nedava, which has its own special qualities that it has Shemen Ulevona brought with it, which one comes first, Minchas Sota or Minchas Nedava, considering that each one has their own qualities. Then toward the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to discuss the rules of Chatas coming before an Ola, and if there are any exceptions. Do we ever have a case where Ola actually precedes a Chatas? And that's going to take us till almost to the Mishnah on Amud Beis, and just before the Mishnah, we're going to have an unusual case where there's a circular quandary that the Gemara presents with three behemos. Because what happens if A comes before B and B comes before C, but C comes before A? So now what do you do? Which carbon do you bring? So the Gemara is going to present such a case. And then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to give more rules of Kedima. More cases, more rules of Kedima. And then the Gemara, which we're not going to get to today, but the Gemara is going to lead us into tomorrow's daf, is going to say, okay, you told me there's a rule of Tadir Shein and Tadir Tadir Kodem. You told me there's a rule of Mekudosh Shein and Mekudosh Mekudosh Kodem. What if one thing is more Tadir and the other one is more Mekudosh? So which one wins in that circumstance? So that is the outline of the daf. But let's take a look. We are holding at Amar Rav, before that, Meiser Kodem Leofos? No, Amar Ravina. We're at Amar Ravina Bar Shila Emure Kachim Kalim. So it's first one line is Min Zevach Adif, and we are the fourth word on that line. Amar Ravina Bar Shila. Amar Ravina Bar Shila Emure Kachim Kalim. Yeah. Emure Kachim Kalim. If you have Emurim of Kachim Kalim, She Yatsu Lefnei Zrikas Damim, that left the Azara before the Zrika of the Dam of the Karban on the Mizbech, Psulin, those Emurim become possible, they can no longer be brought on the Mizbech. And the Chiddush is that even though, as we'll see later in the Daf, with regard to Me'ila, the Halach is not that way. If someone gets Hana'a from Emure Kachim Kalim before the Zrikas Dam, he has not violated Nisra of Me'ila, meaning it's not considered Kache Kachim, and you're not going to be Chayiv a carbon, you're not going to be chayiv a keren and chomesh and asham like you normally would when you violate me'ila, because it's not yet called kachay kachim. It didn't have a zrikas dam yet. Yet we still consider it to be kachay kachim with regard to the halach of yotzei chutz la'azara. That if it leaves the azara, we consider it to be like it's kachay kachim. So that's going to be puzzle. The Tana Tuna and what the Tana tells us is a raya to this statement of Ravina Bar Shila. Because the Mishnah said that Meiser comes before Ophos, that Meiser Behema comes before Ophos, because Meiser Behema is a Zevach, it's a carbon that requires Shechita as opposed to Malika, and it has within it parts that are Kachay Kachim. Which parts? It's blood and it's Emurim. And you could ask, well, wait a second, why would you identify it's blood and it's Emurim as being Kachay Kachim? Bishlam Emurim Lasnu Ba'Ophos. We're trying to highlight that which Meiser has that Ophos don't have. Well, yes, Emurim is certainly something that does not exist by a carbon Oaf. There's no Emurim that are brought on the Mizbech. So that's a Maila that Meiser has that Oaf doesn't. Eladamia, you say, but an Oaf has blood as well that goes on the Mizbeach, so that's not a Maila that Meiser has more than an Oaf. Why would the Tana say Dumo when we're trying to identify Meiser's advantages over Oaf? Elalav, Kamash Malan, a emurim kidamo. It must be telling me a chiddush that the emurim that we're talking about are like the dam in the sense that ma dama lefnei zrika af emurim kodem zrika. Just like the when we say that the meiser has dam, that it's kachi kachim, it's talking about before zrika. So to the emurim that we're talking about are emurim prior to the zrika. V'kakari luhu kachi kachim, and even prior to the zrika, we're already referring to it as kachi kachim. Uma dama musab liotze, and just like dam becomes possible if it leaves the azara before you ever do zrika, because dam is kachi kachim right away. So if you take it out of the azara, it's going to become possible. Ah, so afemurin mifsal biotze. So emurim also are going to be possible if they leave the azara, because it's already called kachi kachim even before you ever did the zrika. So it's meduyuk, the Mishnah is meduyuk, like Ravina Bar Shila, that emurim that leave the azara before zrika are going to be apostles. So the Gemara says, let me say, I'll bring another raya to Ravina Bar Shila, because there is a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish as follows. Basar kachim kalim, the basar that normally of kachim kalim normally gets eaten by the bailim, normally gets eaten by the owner of the karban, sheyatza lefnei zrikas damim, and it leaves the azara before you zorik the dam of the karban on the mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan says it's kosher, you're allowed to eat such basar, meaning when you bring it back into the azara before the zrika, and then you do the zrika while the basar is in the azara, it didn't become possible just because it had spent some time outside of the azara. But it does have to be in the azara at the time of zrika in order for it to be mutar ba'achila. But if it was outside of the Azara at the time of the Zrika, the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchas Psalim Mekdashin tells us that the Basar would be Asr Ba'achila, even though it was not Nifsal B'yotzei, and even though the carbon is Kasher. And that's how most of the Achronim understand in the Shitas Rambam. The Chazanish understands that even in such a case, the Basar would be Kasher La'achila. When the Rambam says that it's not Nechal, he's talking about if it goes outside of Yerushalayim, not just outside of the Azara. Okay, that's a Machlokas example. Exactly, I don't understand the Rambam. But the Pasha Pshat is the Basar left the Azara before the Zrika, came back into the Azara, then Zrika was done. So Rabbi Yochanan says that is Kasher. Reish Lakish Amar Pasul. Reish Lakish says that no, such a thing is Pasul. You're not allowed to eat it. Such meat is Pasul. You're not allowed to eat it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kasher Hal V'Sofa Latzeis. So Rabbi Yochanan says Kasher, because ultimately the Basar is supposed to leave the Azara. It's Kachim Kalim. So Kachim Kalim is eaten by the Bailim outside of the Azara, as long as it's in Yerushalayim. It's eaten throughout all of Yerushalayim. So Yitzia from the Azara is not going to passel it. Reish Lakish Amar Pasul Adayin Lo Yigiyah Zmanu Latzeis. Reish Lakish says, no, it's possible because yes, ultimately it's supposed to leave the Azara, but not yet. It's not the Zman to leave until after you do the Zrika. Ad kal lo pligi al babasar. But this whole machlokas is only about the basar being nechel lebailim. That's where Rabbi Yochanan holds that if it leaves before the zrika, does not become pasul, because ultimately it will go out. Avo be'emurin lo. But by the emurin are never supposed to ultimately leave. They're supposed to go on the mizbeach. So even Rabbi Yochanan would be moda that if they go out before the zrika sadam, they would be pasul, because they're not ultimately supposed to leave. So it turns out that the din of Ravina Bar Shila follows everybody. It follows both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, because Ravina Bar Shila is the one that said that if it goes out, the Fenei Kastam, that it's going to be possible. So says Gemara, not necessarily right. Who adin debe imurin nami pligi? Maybe the machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish was formulated and taught with regard to the basar, but maybe the same machlokas would apply even if it was the emurin that were yotzei. Vadakam hefki b'basar, the reason they specifically choose to argue about basar, lo diacha kocha de Reish Lakish, to let us know how great a chiddush Reish Lakish is saying, Tafilu Basar, the Sofa Latzeis, Amar Adayin Lo Yigiyah Zmanu Latzeis, that even Basar, which ultimately will go out, Reish Lakish is still not willing to be Mekel, because it's not yet time for it to go out. So it's true. He would say the same thing about the Emurin, that the Emurin are going to be Pasul if they go out Lifnei Zrika. So, but he says it about the Basar, because it's a greater Chiddush about the Basar when it goes out Lifnei Zrika. So which is an interesting idea. You know, Tosos over here writes that we could have said that the machlokas by the emurim we could have said the machlokas by the emurim and not by the basar, and say lohadiachu kolchus Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan is even going to be makel by emurim that are not self and latzeis. So Tosos just, you know, like leaves that there. He says, yeah, we could have said have a matzi leflugi emurim lohadiachu kolchus the tevah. L'chora, that's a kasha though. Tosfos doesn't express it as such, but that's really a kasha, because we do have a klal in Shas called Koach, that Tera Adiv, that whenever we have the ability to highlight one or highlight the other, we always prefer to highlight the Koach de Tera, the Koach of the more makel one. So, but Tosfos doesn't write it as a kasha, he just says, just like a matter of fact, that it is. So the reason that he doesn't write it as a kasha, some of the achronim explain, is because this is a hilchus al mashicha, meaning this is something that's not nogeya bizman hazeh. So if it's not noeg bizman hazeh, there is no klal of koach de tera adif. There is that possibility. Why is there no klal of koach de tera adif? Because normally the reason for koach de tera adif is that it takes a certain amount of confidence to say that people are going to be so mech lemaisa that this is going to be more kal. But if it's all academic anyway, and no one is being so mech anything lemaisa, no one's relying on anything lemaisa, so it doesn't take that much to say a heter. It doesn't take that much confidence to say a heter. You know, there's a tzlach in the beginning of Masechtas Beitza where he talks about koach de tera adif, and the tzlach writes that you would not say koach de tera adif on a din drabana. Why? Because let's say you were a mesupak, you didn't know what to do. So if we're a daraisa, you'd go to chumra. So to take you out of cheskas iser, right, a chazaka that you would go to chumra and change it to go to kula, that takes a lot of confidence. But a sabik rabbanan, you'd anyway go to kula. If you're never able to resolve it, you would automatically go to kula anyway. So maybe by a rabbanan, we'd say koach di isura adiv and not koach the hetera adiv, which is a fascinating idea. You know, one could have said that no, there's a difference between a suffix and just having no idea. Like if you're a total amaretz and you just have no idea whether something's mutter, you can't say something drabana lukula. No, it's not something drabana. That's not a suffix. Being an amaretz doesn't make it a suffix. So one could argue that you would still say koach hetera adiv even on a din drabana. So that's a discussion. But anyway, so that's what they suggest over here, that because it's Hilchus al Mashicha, so it's easy to say Koach Te'atera Adif. In the Ayelas HaShachar, he explains that by Kachim, we don't say Koach Te'atera because it takes a Koach to Pasel Kachim. Meaning, typically speaking, when you're machmir, you don't lose anything. Okay, so I won't eat that food if I'm not sure if it's kosher. No big deal. I'm not losing anything. But when it comes to pasul and kachim, that has to take a certain amount of confidence to declare it as pasul, and then you're going to be ma'abid kachim, which you're not allowed to do normally, because if it weren't pasul, there's an isser to be ma'abidit. So all of that is, so that's why, says Ayelas HaShachar, we do not say koach te'atera adif when it comes to kachim, and that's why Tosfos doesn't say it as a kasha. He just says it is. So says Gemara Vayta now, lema ketanoi. Maybe this din is really a machlokas tanoim. There's a Mishnah in Maseches Me'ila. A little bit of background is necessary to understand this Mishnah. The Mishnah says a regular person is certainly not allowed to get hana'a from Kodshei Hashem. That isra is called an isra Me'ila. Someone who gets Me'ila, gets hana'a from Kodshei Hashem in a Shava Pruta's worth, bemezid, is Chayiv Malkus and has to pay back whatever benefit he got from it. If he does it with shogeg, he brings an ayil for a karban hashem, he pays back the hegdish, the hana that he got, plus he adds a chomesh, and when it comes to karbanos, the isra me'ila is divided into three sections. Karbanos that are entirely burnt on the mizbeach, like a karban ola, they are subject to me'ila from the very moment that you're makdish them until you finish the entire avodas hakarban. So they're subject to me'ila from the moment you're makdish it as a karban ola till you finish it entirely. Kodshei kodshim, that the basar gets eaten by kohanim, not a karban ola that's burnt entirely, but kodshei kodshim, like a chatos and an asham, they're subject to the me'ila from the time that you are makdish them until zrikas adam. Once zrikas adam happens, the emurim are still subject to me'ila because they belong on the mizbeach, but the basar is now mutar b'achila, so it's no longer subject to me'ila, right? It's no longer called kodshei Hashem because now the kohanim are allowed to have the basar. What about kachim kalim? So most relevant to us, what about kachim kalim? Kachim kalim is nechal abaylim. The owners are allowed to eat kachim kalim. So there's no iser mi'ila until the dam is nizrak on the mizbeach. It's not called kachim Hashem until the dam is nizrak. Once the dam is nizrak, the emurim become kachim Hashem because now the emurim belong on the mizbeach after the zrikas hadam. So there's me'ila only on the emurim, but the basar is mutzul l'bayim. So the basar is never going to be subject to me'ila, not before the zrikas dam when no part of the carbon is subject to me'ila, not after the zrikas dam when the basar is totally mutzul. So this mishnah talks about emurim of kachim kalim that left the azara before zrika. So it's going to be a machlokas. Is the zrika that going to help the emurim that was yotzei to have the shame cut shei Hashem and be subject to me'ilu or not? So emurim kachim kalim sheyotzei lefnei zrikas dam. Emurim kachim kalim that left the azara before he did his zrikas dam. Rabbi Lazar Omer ain't malin then. If you get anah from it, you have not violated mi'ila, and even if you get anah after the zrika sadam, because once it left the azar before the zrika can no longer be koveya it to have a din mi'ila. It can no longer label it as kachi kachim. Ve'in chayav nalei mishum pigol, no sir tame, and you're not going to be chayav if the carbon that you brought the emurim from, that you brought the emurim out of the azara, became pigol, there's not going to be an iser pigol, so you're not going to be chayav karis if you eat. If you eat it after having the machshav b'chutz l'zmano, and you're not chayav mishum noser, if you leave the emurim after the zman, that you're allowed to be makrovit, and then you eat the emurim, you're not going to be chayav kares. And tamei, if you eat those emurim betumas aguf, while you are tamei, you're not going to be chayav, you're not going to be chayav kares, like normally eating kachim betumah. And the reason you're not chayav is because these yisurim are only chalan on the karban when there is a zrikas hadam kedin. And over here there was no zrikas hadam kedin because the emurim were taken outside of the azara. Rabbi Kiva Omer Ma'olim Behem, that these kachim kalim that were taken out before the zrikas dam, Ma'olim Behem, they are subject to me'ila. They do become kachim as far as me'ila is concerned, and v'chayav lo mishum b'kamos v'tameh. And they're subject to all these Yisurim of Pigul Nosu V'tameh. So my la b'dahadar ayinu pligi, isn't the case of the Machlokas that you took the Emurim out of the Azara before the Zrika Sadam, and then at the time of the Zrika they were back in, you had them back in the Azara, and even so Rabbi Lazar holds that the Zrika is not going to work, uba ha-pligi, and this is exactly the Machlokas, dimar savar mifsul b'yotzei. Rabbi Lazar holds that the Emurim Kachim Kalim that left before the Zrika Sadam became pusle when they left the Azara, and that's why the Zrika is not going to be able to turn it back into Kachim Kachim. Umar, not back into, but into Kachim Kachim. Umar Savar and Rabbi Kiva holds that Emurim Kachim Kalim that go out before the Zrika, lo mifsili b'yotzei, do not become possible b'yotzei. And if you bring him in before the Zrika, it's as if they never left, and the Zrika is going to help to be koveya for mi'ilam, for pigul, for nosa, for tameh. So that's the machlokas about the din of Ravina Bar Shila. So it turns out it's a machlokas tanaim, says Umar, not at all. No, maybe if you brought it back into the Azara before the Zrika Sadam, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Kiva, they all agree that the Zrika is going to work to make it Kachi Kachim, because Emurim Kachim Kalim that go before the Zrika, that leave before the Zrika Sadam do not become Pasul. And meaning, everyone disagrees with Ravina Bar Shila. All the Tanaim are against Ravina Bar Shila. Over here we're arguing, the Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva are arguing that the Emurim are outside of the Azara at the time of the Zrika Sadam, and they were not returned to the Azara before the Zrika. Ubaha pligi, and that's the Machlokas. Demarsavar in Zrika Melos Yotze. Rabbi Elazar holds the Zrika Sadam is not going to work for Emurim that were Bechutz at the time of the Zrika, even if they were not Nifsal B'yotze. Umarsav Zrika Melos Yotze. Rabbi Kiva is going to hold that the Zrika will work even for Emurim that were Bechutz at the time of the Zrika, as long as they were not Nifsal B'yotzei. So it turns out that Ravina Bar Shila is not at all talui in this Machlokas Tanayim. This is an interesting point. You know, this that Rav Papa is trying to say that everyone would agree that the Emurim do not become Pasul B'yotzei. So the Chazon Ish writes, so you have to explain that the Gemara is not trying to really ask on Ravina Bar Shila when it says Lema Ketanai, because then the answer is the worst answer ever, right? Which I say, no, maybe Ravina Bar Shila is subject to Machlokas Tanayim. Ah, how could he argue on one Tana? No, he argues on both Tanayim. So that would be terrible. So that's actually, it's clearly not trying to ask when it says Lema Ketanai. What it's really trying to do is bring support to Ravina Bar Shila by saying that Rabbi Lazar holds like him. And Rav Papa says, nah, you have no support for him whatsoever, which is an unbelievable thing. We're bringing support to an Amara by saying Rabbi Lazar holds like him. We never Rabbi Lazar Shemutehu. We never pass like Rabbi Lazar. So it's an unusual sugya. You have to really look carefully at the Rishonim, how they learn, you know, the back and forth in the sugya, what the Gemara was intending to accomplish, and how it all shakes out in the end. So the Gemara asks, but wait, Rav Papa, Buddha Amar, isn't Rav Papa the one that says in a different context the exact opposite by the korban shtei alechem, which is brought on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, that together with the shtei alechem, the two loaves of bread, you bring two kvasim, you bring two sheep for a korban shlamim, and the din is that the shtei alechem become mutar b'achila when you're zorik the dam of the sheep that are brought along with it. And there's a machlokas from Lazar Rebbe Akiva over there as well. Let's say the shtei alechem leaves the azara after you shecht the sheep before you're zorik the dam, and the kvasim then become pigul. Where Rav Lazar says shtei alechem don't become pigul, and Rabbi Akiva says yes they do, and Rav Papa over there explains b'di'istim avrai. The whole machlokas is that they're outside of the azara. Shtei alechem was outside of the azara at the time of the zrikas of the, I'm sorry, not the machlokas is b'di'istim avrai kulam ol pli. If the shtei alechem were outside of the azara at the time of the zrikas of the dam, everyone would agree, both Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Akiva would agree that the Zrika does not help for the Shtei Alechem, and therefore they're not subject to pigul. It's only B'dayim and L'gavai Pligi. They only argue if you brought the Shtei Alechem back in before the Zrika Saddam, that Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Akiva argue whether the Zrika is going to work for them. That Rabbi Lazar holds it does not work, and therefore the Lechem is not subject to pigul because the whole thing has been ruined anyway. The din of pigul is that it's only when it's part of a Matzik Mitzvah, where everything else is good, everything else works, and your only problem is pigul. If there are other problems, then there is no pigul, right? So the Rav Lezer is not going to be subject to pigul. Rabbi Akiva holds the Zrika does help for it, and therefore the Lechem will become pigul. So it's exactly the opposite of what Rav Papa is explaining the Machlokas over here. So the Gemara explains that Rav Papa holds that there are two separate Machlokas between Rav Lezer and Rabbi Akiva. Hani mili gabi shtei lechem to lav gufe de zivcha. This idea that Rav Papa says that they argue if you brought it in before the Zrika is only when it comes to the shtei lechem, which is not the guf hazevach, whose blood is thrown in the mizbech. I mean, the blood of the carbon that in question is not the blood of this bread, because bread doesn't have blood. It's bread. It's blood that of carbonos that happened to be brought together with this bread, but it's really almost an independent carbon. So if they were outside at the time of the Zrika is not going to affect this lechem, because this Zrika of the blood is not associated really with this lechem. Aval, emurin, the gufe, the zivchavu, but the emurin of the kachin kalim, which is part of the animal, the disson of Ari Pligi, then they're going to have machlokas when the emurim are outside at the time of the Zrika. Rabbi Kiv is going to say that even so, the Zrika is going to work because it's the guf hazevach, and the Zrika Saddam of the zevach is going to be chal on them even though they are bechutz. That's where you're going to have the machlokas. Just parenthetically, shtei alechem is the source that the Rama writes is the reason that we have milchigs on Shavuos, is a zecher to the shtei alechem. Mishra Berurah gives other reasons, and they became the more famous reasons why we have milchigs on Shavuos. But the reason that was that suggested by the Rama is because of the shtei alechem, meaning the shtei alechem. What does that have to do with milchigs? Because there's a halacha in Yeridaya that any bread that was on the table during a fleishig meal is not allowed to be on the table during a milchig meal. So we dafka have both a fleishig meal and a milchig meal so that we have sort of two sets of bread. Obviously we have lechem mishnah anyway, but we have two sets of bread. The fleishig meal bread and the milchig meal bread. And that way we're being mekayim a zecher to the shtei alechem. That's how the Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, then the Mishnah said, Ophos kodmin, that Ophos come before Menachos, because at least Ophos have blood. Says Gemara, Adrava, Menachos kodmos, I would say Menachos come first, Shekein Yashlon, but Tzibor could be Yachid, because Menachos can be brought as part of the Tzibor and as a carbon Yachid. Minchas Omer, Shtei Alechem, you know, those are all carbonos Tzibor. An Oph is never a carbon Tzibor, it's always a carbon Yachid. Says Gemara, Afilavachi, Mine Dab Nadifi. Yeah, we hear that that's an advantage that Mincha has. But the advantage that Oph has, that it's an actual living thing that has blood, that's a greater advantage. Minchas Chote, we said Minchas Chote comes before Minchas Nedava because it's Ba'al Chet. Says Mar Adram, Minchas Nedava Kodemis. I would say the Minchas Nedava should come first, Sheketu Neshem Milavona, because Minchas Nedava comes along with Shemen and Lavona. A Minchas Chote does not have Shemen and Lavona. The Gemara Menachos explains because we want to make it as ugly a carbon as possible, a Minchas Chote, because it's for a Chote. So we don't want it to be this elaborate, beautiful carbon. Ki Ilu is doing this great Hidur Mitzvah. So says Gemara, Afilu Vachi Minchas Chote Abal Chet Adifa. Still, we prefer Minchas Chote Abal Chet because the Mechaperas, because it's Mechaper for an Aveira, and that's more of an overwhelming quality than having Shemen and Lavona being brought with it.
So now the Gemara raises the shaila, what's not discussed in our Mishnah? Iboilu, minchas sota u minchas nedava eza mehen kodemus. If you could have the minchas sota or the minchas nedava, and they have to be both be brought, which one comes first? Minchas nedava kadma shakein tu neshem nilvona. Do you say minchas nedava because it comes along with oil and lavona, the spice called lavona, and minchas sota doesn't have shemen and lavona? It says beferish in the pasuk lo yitzok alav shemen lo yitin alav lavona ki minchas knosi. Right? It's a carbon mincha for something that she did terrible, or she's at least accused of doing terrible. We don't make it a nice carbon, right? Maaseha maase behema, carbonella, carbon behema, the Gemara Mesach Sota tells us. It's from Saorin, it's Maichel behema is her carbon. Odilma mincha sota kad mashakein ba'levar ravam. Or maybe mincha sota has a certain kalach that it should come first because it's mevarer whether she did an aveira. So says Mar Tashima, we'll bring a raya, which of these two comes first? Mincha sota, mincha sadava. Minchas chote kodemus and minchas nedava. It did say in the Mishnah that minchas chote comes before minchas nedava. So maybe we can make a diuk similar to the kinds of diuk we were making yesterday. That minchas chote hu dekadma minchas nedava ha minchas sota lo. That only minchas chote comes before minchas nedava, but not a minchas sota. Says Mar Mikatani b'pnei shehi mechaperes. Does it say that minchas chote comes first because it's mechaper? Neshibal chait katani. It says because it's associated with an aveira. Well, guess what else is associated with an aveira? Bahanami bal chait. Minchas chote is also it's not mechaper, but it's associated with an aveira. So maybe for that very reason, the minchas chote should come before the minchas nedava. Says Maratash Shema. Maybe we'll bring a raya from a brisa. Zuka devils zusha zuba min achite zuba min hasa orin. That the brisa says that one comes before the other. The one that comes that's made with chitin comes before the one that's made with sa'orin. And then the Nesivos HaKodesh says he doesn't understand what exactly is going on over here. Why is min chitim a maila as far as kedusha sakarban? Right, as far as the kedusha of the carbon. So he says, maybe just like we say by carbon asham, that there's a svara to make asham go first because yeshlo kitzva. What does yeshlo kitzva mean? That there's a minimum amount of money that it has to cost. Right? So apparently the expense involved, if there's a minimal expense involved, that's a reflection of an elevated kedusha. So chitim is more expensive than sa'orim, and therefore there's good reason to believe that that which comes from chitim, that which is made from chitim, should precede that which comes from sa'orim, because the elevated expense of chitim over sa'orim is perhaps a reflection of an elevated kedusha. So ma'ilad minchas nedava minchas sota. Which two karbanos are we comparing? Are we comparing a minchas nedava, which comes from chitim, and a minchas sota that comes from sa'orim? Says Gemara, lo, minchas chote le minchas sota. No, we're comparing a minchas chote to a minchas sota. Minchas chote comes from chitim, minchas sota comes from sa'orim. But maybe in a finami, if it was a sota and a nedava, maybe the sota comes first. So that's not a raya. So ask the Gemara, well, wait, if we're talking about a minchas chote and a minchas sota, why do you need to say that the reason the minchas chote comes first is that it's made from chitim? There's a better reason that it comes first. Technically, the mechaperes, it's mechaper, v'hallo mechaperes, and the minchas sota is not mechaper, ve'elamai. So what? How else did you want to explain the brisa? That minchas nedava, that it's a minchas nedava that comes before a minchas sota, then why does it have to say that the minchas nedava comes before the minchas sota because it comes from chitim? There's another reason why minchas nedava should come before minchas sota. Typically, well, you know, the minchas nedava requires shemun levona, the minchas sota does not. It's difficult to understand this gemara because we already entertained that possibility, but we said the minchas sota has its own Maila, in that it's aveira associated. It's associated with aveira, but difficult to understand. So the Achronim work on that a little bit, but a little bit difficult. But the Gemara comes to this maskana that there's no hechrit to identify what this price is talking about when it says that which comes from wheat is brought before that which comes from barley. Is it comparing minchas chote to minchas sota, or is it comparing minchas nedava to minchas sota? And either one is a viable explanation of the price. So either way, if there's another reason why the one that comes from chitim should come before the minchas sota, whether it's the nedava or whether it's the chote, then clearly the brisa is just giving one of two possible reasons. So the Gemara is never machriya what the Brisa is talking about, but the Gemara's safek, the Gemara's shaila, was only about minchas nedava versus minchas sota. Minchas chote and minchas sota, we had no shaila about, right? That we were sure about, that minchas chote comes first. In the Sefer Taras HaKodesh, he explains that since there's no maila of a minchas sota, klapei a minchas chote, so the fact that the chote, minchas chote, comes from chitim is definitely going to be enough to be makdamit. But by minchas nedava, the minchas sota does have a maila because it's mevaravon, it's avera associated, and that's why we have a shayla, right? That's the pashup shad, just the pashup shad in the Gemara. Okay, now we discuss in general chatos versus ola. So the Mishnah said chatos ol kodemes. We said a chatosov comes before an olasov. Not really. How do I know that din? That a chatosov comes before an olasov? The Tanna Rabbanan, we have a brisa that tells us that when someone has to bring shtei torim or shnei b'nei yona, one of them is an ola, one of them is a chatos. You have to bring a kan. It says v'hikra v'sasher v'chatos rishona. Pretty clear. Chatos comes first. Yeah, well then, matach lomar, why does it necessarily have to say that? What's the pasuk teaching me? Shein tam lomar lelamid shetikor v'rishona. It can't be that the whole chiddush is that the chatos comes before the ola, because shari kvar nemar, because the pasuk says right after that, ves hasheni yase ola, that the second one is the ola. Well, the second one is the ola, I can open process of elimination, that the first one is the chatos. Ela ze b'nei av. It must be that this is a b'nei av. That to teach us the kol chatos, that this is a paradigm for all karbanos chatos everywhere. That just like in the case of shtei sorim or shnei bnei yona, the chatos comes before the ola, so too by every chatos. Sheyikdemu la'ola haba'osimayim. That the chatos will always come before the ola that goes along with it. Be'im chatos ha'of la'ola sa'of. Be'im chatos behema la'olas behema. Va'afilu chatos ha'of la'olas behema. Even a chatos ha'of before an olas behema, even though normally we say min zavach zadif, still a chatos comes before an ola. Hilkach, chatos ha'of la'olas sa'of. That's why we need two drashas. Tell me, chatzov v'olasov mi ve'asasheni. That we learn from ve'asasheni yasa ola k'mishpat, right? Chatzos behema la olas behema, we know mi derabi rachmana, from the fact that the Torah says ve'asas ha'echod chatzos, ve'asa'echod ola, that the first one is a chatzos. And chatzos of la olas behema mi zeh b'nayav. And chatzos of olas behema, we learn from the binyanav that the fact that the Torah has the whole puzzle, v'yikavet shalach chatzos rishona, teaches me so that chatzos is always rishona, regardless whether it's an oaf or a behema. So Tashma, the Gemara says, let's bring a kasha on this binyan av that we just suggested, that a chatzos of comes before an olas behema. It says in the Brisa that Rabbi Elazar Omer kol makom shenis chalfa chatzos. Chatos kodemes, that Rabbi Elazar says three reasons why a yoledes who is poor, who brings an ola and a chatos, that the ola comes before her chatos. Number one is kol makom shenischal v'chatos. Anytime an ashir would bring a chatos behema, but because the person is an ani, the Torah says that you could switch out the chatos and bring shnei ofos instead, one of them for a chatos, one of them for an ola. So really, they would have brought a chatos behema, but now you're bringing two birds, one for a chatos, one for an ola. Chatos kodemes. The chatos would come before the ola because the ikur korban is really a chatos, meaning it started as a chiyuv chatos, and now it's only because you couldn't afford that chatos that you're bringing two birds, one for a chatos, one for an ola. So the chatos is going to come first. Can, but by yoledes who's poor who brings two birds, echli chatos ola kodemes. By yoledes, the ola is going to come first. Why? Because the ola is really replacing a behema, and the chatas is really replacing an oaf. Because the yoledes, who's an ashira, the halacha is, would bring a behema for an ola and an oaf for a chatas. Now that she's an aniya, she's still bringing an oaf for a chatas, but now instead of bringing a behema for an ola, she's bringing an oaf for an ola. So since the oaf that's an ola is replacing a behema, and the oaf that's a chatas is just an oaf that's a chatas, so that which replaces the behema comes first. That's the statement of Rabbi Elazar. So even though they're both ofos, the ola is going to come before the chatas. And the second reason that the yoledes, who's an aniya, is going to bring the ola before the chatas, kalmakum sheba al chet. Anytime a korban chatas comes for an aveira, that's when we say chatas kadamis. The chatas comes before the olah. Kan olah kadamis by yoledes. The olah comes first because she didn't do any aveira. It's just coming to be metaher her from the tumas yoledes. The kalmakum sheshnayim by metachas chet. And a third reason, anytime an usher brings only one behemoth for a chatas, and then when a person's an ani, we would say sheshnayim by metachas chatas, that you bring two birds instead of the one behema, chatos kademus. Then, yes, the chatos would come before the ola. But v'kan, ola kademus, over here by the yoledes, she brings one bird, b'makom the behema, not two birds, because the yoledes, that's an ashira, anyway is bringing one bird and one behema. Now she's bringing two birds. So the ola comes before the chatos. What do you see? That if the yoledes is an ashira, her olas behema comes before her chatos ha'ov. And because even when she's an aniya, her olas ha'ov is going to come before her chatas ha'ov. So certainly when she's an ashira, her olas behema comes before her chatas ha'ov. And that's against the binyanav that we just tried to learn. We just tried to elaborate based on the binyanav that no, that even if one is behema, one is an ov, the chatas always comes first. It's against this. So it says, Amarava, limikra'a hikdima hakasav. It's not telling me that, it's just telling me what to call first. Meaning you don't learn which carbon to bring first, that you bring the older first. Rav Lazar is saying that because of these three reasons, whenever the Torah tells us about the chiv of the oledes, it talks about the ola first, but not telling me what you're actually makra first. What are you actually makra first? The chatas. Chatas is always first. But the reason the Torah refers to the ola before it refers to the chatas is for these three reasons. So Gemara says, okay, another challenge. Tashema. Another challenge on the idea that chatas behema comes before an olas behema. Parim kodmin la'elim, ve'elim kodmin la'kvasim, kvasim la'se'irim. That's the order of types of animals. My lav dechag, aren't we talking about when all of these karbanos are brought, which is the karban musaf of Sukkis, that even though the kvasim are an ola, and the se'irim are a chatas, nevertheless, the kvasim come before the se'irim, says in that akasha on the brisa, that a chatas always comes before an ola, no matter what. So the Panim Me'iros explains that the Gemara is not asking on the din in our Mishnah. You know, our Mishnah also said that Chatas Behemah comes before an Olas Behemah. It was only what did the Brisa add? That a Chatas Ha'ov comes before an Olas Behemah. So, but this is all about Behemahs, right? So this could have been a Kasha on our Mishnah. So it could be that, it says Panim Me'iros, we're not asking on the Mishnah, because it could be that the din in the Mishnah is only when the Chatas and the Ola are the same type of animal, right? It's not clear that it's even true when they're separate types of animals. So that's why, whereas the Brisa was abundantly clear that even if one was an oaf and one was a behema, so that's why it's kasha on the Brisa. So it says more low. Now we're not talking about korban safag. We're talking about korban ola that comes linedava. Parim kodmin la'elim. That's where we say that the parim come before the elim. Shekenis rabu b'nesachim, because they have more nesachim. Then parim have more nesachim than an ayim. Mechin elim lekvasim, and elim before kvasim, because they have more nesachim than a kevas, because minchas nesachim of a par is shlosha esronim. Minchas nesachim of an ayil is shnei esronim. And minchas nesachim of a kevas is isaron echad. Kvasim l'seirim shekinus rabu ba'aliyah, and kvasim come before seirim because a keves you're makra the aliyah of a keves as well. By a seir you're not makra the aliyah. The aliyah is the tail part of the animal, not just the tail itself, but the area surrounding the tail as well. But that's the aliyah. That's the famous Gemara Pesachim, the first part of Masechet Pesachim, where the guy was bringing a carbon pesach, and the way they caught him was they said, when he was bragging about how he was able to pull one over on the chachamim, said, may aliyah mikasafulat lach, did they give you from the aliyah? So he demanded the aliyah next time, even though the aliyah is really supposed to be brought on the Yimizbech, and they realized something's up. They looked into his yichus, because you can imagine they can't check the yichus of every single person brings korban pesach. The Marzim Pesachim described, the Mishnah is described, Kohanim walking around knee deep in blood, millions of it describes the number of kidneys of the korbanos, millions keflayim kiyotzei mitzrayim, right, of sets of kidneys of the animals. So, you're talking about millions of korbanos, all has to be brought in one day, you know, in a few hours. So you can imagine that it's a nightmare to check the yichus unless they know that there's a red flag to check for. Okay, so Tashma says Gemara. Another kasha, parkoin mashiach. a par kohen mashiach, par chatos that a kohen gadol brings if he doesn't have erev b'shogeg, when if he would have done it b'mezid, he'd be chayiv kares. So the par kohen mashiach is called in par helam davar shel tzibur, comes before the par helam davar shel tzibur. If Beis Din makes a mistake and is matir in avera, that you're chayiv kares if you were to do that avera b'mezid, and the majority of Klal Yisrael does it. So Beis Din representing Klal Yisrael brings the par helam davar shel tzibur, but the par kohen mashiach precedes it. Param Dov Shal Tzibur Kodom Parabel Tzichavim. Param Dov Shal Tzibur comes before a Parabel Dezara, meaning the Beis Din is Matir and gives an erroneous psak about Avod Dezara, and the majority of Klal Yisrael follows that. That's another part that you bring. Parabel Tzichavim Kodom Si'ire Avod Tzichavim. Parabel Tzichavim is going to come before Si'ire Avod Tzichavim. So the Afal Gav, the Parabel Tzichavim Olo, Si'ire Avod Tzichavim Chadas. Here's a raya. The parable of Chavim is an ola. See, the parable is a chatas. If you're going to tell me chatas always comes before an ola, how come the parable of Chavim comes before the Siri of Chavim? So the aim of Mirashos, I asked the Gemara on the one who's asking the Kasha, instead of asking the Kasha from the Seifa, you should ask from the Resha. Param Dov Shal Tzibur called the parable of Chavim. Param Dov Shal Tzibur is a chatas. The parable of Chavim is an ola. So don't you see that the chatas comes before an ola already from the Resha? You don't need to go beyond that. L'chora, the Gemara's Kasha, the Kachay David points out, the Gemara's Kasha is not such a good Kasha, because the Kasha is that we find one place that an Ola comes before a Chatos. So when it says in the Brisa that all Chatos come before an Ola, right, so that's the Kasha. But the Makshin didn't think that there's no such thing as a Chatos that comes before an Ola. So Mela, why would you be Mokhiya from the Resha that there's also a Chatos that comes before an Ola? We know that. We're just saying it's not every Chatos that comes before an Ola. Not that it doesn't exist that a Chatos comes before an Ola. Right? We're asking, oh no, but in the Resha you have a case of a Chatos comes before an Ola. Yeah, that's the majority, we assume. That's that most cases are going to be like that. So you have to say that the Gemara understood that the Makshin was saying that since we find that an Ola comes before a Chatas, it's Muchach, that there's no Klal like this, that a Chatas has to come before an Ola. And that's what the Gemara is asking. Why would we be so this Klal based on the Seifa if you could be Mochiach, the Klal, from the Resha? That's still not perfect. You have to work it out a little bit. So anyway, the Gemara answers this Kasha. The reason we did not bring a Raya from the Resha is because the Resha was talking about two animals that were the same. They were both parim. The Chad Mina Mia Lo Kamina. In such a case, when you have a chatas and ola that are from the same min, no one holds the ola comes first. The chatas kadma, certainly the chatas will come first. Ki kamrinan, when do we say that the ola comes first? Betrayini, when there are two separate minin, the ola is a par, the chatas is a sayer. So the kasha is ashkan ola, the kadma the chatas, that we find in this brisa, an ola that comes before a chatas. Whereas the brisa we have in Raman Aleph says that a chatas ha'ov comes before an ola's behema, even though they're obviously shnei minim. One is an oaf and one is a behema. And we take the smaller one first, the oaf first. So the seer as well, which is a chata, should come before the par. That's an ola, even though the par is much, much bigger than the seer. So Amri b'maravim, Mishmei d'ravim b'mari, chatas avodus k'chavim chasar aleph, l'chatas without an aleph, k'sid. That they said in Eretz Yisrael, in the name of Rava Bar Mari, that really any time, that we always have a chatas before an ola. Even when the chatas is from a smaller animal. It's dafka in this case, where it's a par and a seir of Avodah Zarah, that the ola comes first. Because the Torah specifically, purposely misspells the word chatas without an aleph. And since it spells it without an aleph, it's a remes to us that this chatas is not like every other chatas. Every other chatas, the chatas comes before an ola. This chatas, the ola comes before the chatas. And that's why it leaves out the aleph to teach us that that it's not like other chataos, that the ola comes before it. The reason, meaning, okay, good. So that's what the Torah taught me. Why? Why is it dafka be'avodah zarah that we have such an inyan that the ola is going to come before the chatos? So the Maharal explains in Gor Aryeh in Bamidbar Parak Tezvav, and the same idea appears in the Malbim Zarsas Chayim and Siman Aleph. The Maharal and the Malbim explain that the reason it's dafka be'avodah zarah that the ola comes before the chatos is because an ola is mechaper on hirhur halev. Right, that's the Medrash of Eber Rabbah. It's Yerushalmi in the first parak of Shavuos, and by Avodah Zarah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzareif Machshav LaMaisa. It's a sugya in Kedusha on the Tesla base. That dafka by Avodah Zarah, your Hirur Alev, your Machshava is part of the Aveira. So by Avodah Zarah, the Ola is Mechaper, because you need a Kapara for your Machshava as well. So since the machshava comes before the maisa. When one doesn't have avodah zarah, he first has erroneous beliefs and then terrible actions. So therefore, the kapara on the machshava has to come before the kapara on the maisa. So it's not random that this is an exception. The missing aleph doesn't explain why it's an exception; it just explains that it's an exception. Maral Malki explained why it's an exception. Ravina says, now really, generally, chatas comes before an ola even when they're two separate meaning. The reason the parents are of avodah zarah, the ola comes before the chatas, is because kamishpat ksivu. It says the word kamishpat. It says minchasovin is called kamishpat. That teaches us that the seder avodah is the way it's written in the pasuk, that the par which is written before the sayer comes first. So the Gemara goes back to the kasha that we asked previously at the beginning of the Yom. And it says in the Braisa that kvasim come before seir. So the Gemara assumed that we're talking about the karbanos musafa of sukkis, where the kvasim are an ola and the seir are a chatas. So apparently the ola comes before a chatas. So what did the Gemara say previously? But no, we're not talking about the musaf of sukkis. We're talking about a karban ola that's bab in a dava. So now the Gemara says another teretz. Hasha das sahi. Once you're going to say kamishpat, teaches that you do the karbanos the way they're said in the pasuk, maybe that would be a second answer to the previous question. I feel the table parim dechad. We might even be talking about the karbanos musaf of sukkis, the parim ne'elam kvasim seirim of chagas sukkos, where the kvasim are na'ola, the seirim are na'chatas, nami kmishpatam ksibrahu. It says over there, kmishpatam by the karbanos of chagas sukkos, and therefore the Torah's merami is to us that we should be makbid to do it in the order that it's in the pasuk, and that's why the kvasim are before the seirim. So the kvasim are mentioned in the pasuk before the seirim, so they're brought before the seirim. Now the Gemara presents an unusual shayla. You have this quandary. Ibayu, chatasav va'olas beima umaisa, ezameh koda. Let's say the three things you have to do right now. You have a chatasav, an olas beima, and maisa beima. Which one comes first? So let's play it out. Tiktam chatasav, oh, I should do the chatasav because it's supposed to come before even an olas beima, right? Yeah, but ikam maisa de kadam la. Maisa comes before a chatasav. So that it said beferish in the Mishnah, peitas amir aleph. Right? Oh, okay, so look at the meiser. You're right. So let's bring the meiser first, because it's a min zevach. Well, you got olas beima the kadam lein, and olas beima comes before meiser, because an olas beima is kalil, it's entirely burnt on the back. That was also in the Mishnah. Tiktum olas beima. Okay, so let's bring the olas beima first. Well, you got chatas ha'ov, the kadam lein. We have a din that a chatas ha'ov has to be before the olas beima. So you're sort of going to be in this circle where you're going to be chasing your tail, and you have no idea which one to bring first. I have a friend, Rabbi Yehuda Balzum, who keeps a list of these kinds of shaylos that you have in halacha. What's the most famous one? The most famous one is the halacha in Masechta Shabbos, in the second paragraph of Masechta Shabbos, where the halacha is that if you have Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos, right, the halacha is Shalom Bayis Ad. If you can't afford both, Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos, you only have one candle, you use it for Ner Shabbos. What if you have no candles and you have no money? So do you have to sell your clothing in order to buy Ner Chanukah? So the halacha is no. Do you have to? Yeah, the halacha is yes, because it's Suminisa. Do you have to sell your clothing to buy Ner Shabbos? No, there's no such halacha. You have to sell your clothing to buy Ner Shabbos. What if you don't have any money, but you can get a candle if you sell your shirt? So what should you do? Oh, I'll sell my shirt and I'll buy myself Ner Chanukah. Oh, but once I have one candle, I have to use it for Ner Shabbos. But I didn't have to sell my shirt for Ner Shabbos, right? So it's one of those, he has a, Roy Bolson has a whole list. I asked him to email me the list, but he didn't get back to me in time. He'll give you a whole list of these. So it says, Hacha Targibu Min Zevach Adif. In Babel, they say that the Maila of Meiser, which is a Min Zevach, is what carries the day. The Marava Amri, in Eretz Yisrael, they said that the Chatas Ha'of is going to come first, because the Olas Behema is the most Chashuv, because it's Kachim Kachim, it's Kula Kalil. But nevertheless, the Torah, even though the Olas Behema is so holy, the Torah is Mechadish, that the Chatas Ha'of comes before an Olas Behema. And Olas Behema is also a Min Zevach. So the Chatas Ha'of is gonna be brought together with the Olas Behema, is gonna come before the Olas Behema. So Ayla Ba Olas Behema B'Chatas Ha'of V'Agbata Mimaiser. So the Chashivas of the Olas Behema apparently goes into the Chatas Ha'of and elevates it over Maiser, and therefore it's Mevata L'Maila of Min Zevach that you normally have of Maiser. So it's a Gzeres HaKasim that Maila is Batal
for the chatas of. I saw in the Panini Halacha section of the Masifta, he has another funny case, another one of these, circular. What do you do? Shulchan Aruch writes that anything that's kodem in the pasuk, Shulchan Aruch is in Reshit Aleph writes that whatever comes early in the pasuk of Eretz Chitu Saora is kodem lebracha. Eretz Sheni, the second time Eretz is mentioned in the pasuk, is Hifsik Inyan, and the count starts again. Right, you start counting how close it is to the word Eretz. So anything that's close to the Eretz Sheni is more chashuv than whatever is later on in the pasuk, further away from the Eretz Rishon. If something's close to the Eretz Sheni, it comes before that which is further from the Eretz Rishon. That's why a Tamar comes before Anavim, because Zeh Sheni LaEretz and Zeh Shlishi LaEretz, right, in the first pasuk. So the one is the third one from the first Eretz, and the other is the second one from the second Eretz. So the second one comes first. And then the Ramah adds that all of that is if you eat anavim kamo shehein. But if you made wine where it's kovei etzon bracha bar priya gafen, so then you should be makdim, even though then wine would come first, would come before even things that are closer to the word Eretz in the pasuk. And the Ramah also says a maisa kedera that you say bari minim zonos on it comes before the bracha on yayin, and he says that which is close to the Eretz that's written first comes before that which is close to the Eretz that's written second, if they're the same distance, meaning if they're both sheni la'aretz, but one is sheni to the first aretz, one is sheni to the second aretz, the one that is sheni to the first aretz comes first. So says the Magen Avraham, and explaining that last thing of the Ramah, that a maisa kedera of wheat that comes before zeisim, because they're both equally distant from an aretz, even though you're going to have to say that a maisa kedera of barley is not going to come before zeisim, because they're not both equal distance to Eretz. One of them is closer. So even though the bracha of barley is bari minei mizonos, and in the dine kedima of brachos, bari minei mizonos comes before bari priya eitz. So he says you can't say that the Ramah is talking about where you're koseis chitim and it's bari priya adama, or even rimon that's the last one of Eretz would come before bari priya adama, because bari priya eitz always comes before bari priya adama. So we're not talking about koseis chitim. So based on that, says the Magen Avraham, let's say you have wine, a maisa kedera of barley, and zayis. What are you supposed to do? On the one hand, yayin comes before the zayis, like the Ramah said in his first din, because it's a verb yagafen. Maisa kedera comes before yayin, based on what the Ramah said in his second din, because the bracha is barim and emizonos. Zayis comes before maisa kedera of sa'orim, like the Ramah said in his third din. So sometimes you could have, again, it's another case of where you have all three, where you have the circular logic. The reason he brings in the Panini Halacha section over here is because in the Panim Iris, in the Chuvas Panim Iris, he thinks he has a raya from our sugya that you should, the Birch Sazai should come first, because our Gemara has the suffix. If you bring a Chatasov, Olas Behema, and Maisa Behema, what do you do first? Because Maisa Behema comes before Chatasov, like we said in the Mishnah, because it's Min Zevach, and Olas Behema comes before Maisa Behema, since it is Kachay Kachim, so l'chora you should do the Olas Behema first, but that you can't do because the Chatas comes before the Ola based on the Gzeres HaKasav, so you have to bring the Chatas Ola first, but then the Chatas Ola is going to be before the Maisa Behema. So what did the B'nai Ma'arav say? You bring the Chatas Ola first, because it's Chashivus is from the Gzeres HaKasav, from the Torah, as opposed to the Chashivus of Min Zevach, which is only Chashivus that the Rabbanan had to figure out, and that's how the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Tumim Musaf and Perek Tes HaLachas. So similarly over here, Birchas Hazayis is a chashivus that's from the Torah, that it's ikdimas of the Aretz, versus the chashivus of Birchas Hayayin, that's a din kedima in brachos, that are only midrabana, not a din chashivus in the Torah. Whoa, I'm way over time, I didn't realize. Okay, so we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem will pick up from the Mishnah next time.